T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Less than a month after the Prairie Village Environmental Committee announced it would be forwarding a proposal on a citywide plastic bag ban, a bill to prevent such a ban was introduced in the Kansas House Commerce Committee on Monday. That bill, House Bill 2625, would preempt individual cities and counties from banning or regulating plastic bags and other single-use plastic items. Kansas Chamber of Commerce requested the bill's introduction on the basis that single-use plastic bans in individual municipalities will hurt businesses. Kansas Chamber Vice President of Communications Shireen Jones Sontag said in an email, "The patchwork of differing rules and tax levels that is happening in other states and municipalities creates a burden on businesses. Anytime there is an additional rule, regulation, or tax placed on a business's operation costs increase." She also noted that without regulations and taxes, many Kansas retailers already are moving toward no longer offering single-use bags to their customers. City leaders in Prairie Village have proposed it as a way to engage the city in a discussion about reducing single-use plastic bags. So cities want to ban plastic bags, and the state now is looking at passing a bill that wouldn't let them ban them. City governments in Lawrence and Wichita also have been exploring measures intended to reduce the use of plastic bags. So my question is, should the state stay out of it? Should the state just let cities do what they think is best for themselves? Or should the state go ahead and pass a law that would govern this? Because the state law would say you can't do it then.
I love the fact that bans are now growing bans.
Yeah.
We're banning your ban. Oh, yeah, well, I'll ban your ban of my ban. It's just, it's gotten crazy.
And it's just very reactive.
Yeah.
It's very much, we see you doing something we don't like. We're going to introduce a bill to keep you from doing it.
I want to know who's being protected.
Business owners, they say.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so you're a business owner. You have, let's say, a grocery store, because I think that's where most of us get plastic bags anyway. And the place where you run your grocery store says, that's it, no more plastic bags. And you tell all of your customers, okay, we're not going to have plastic bags anymore. You got to bring your own bag like you do at Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
How does that cost you more money?
A business?
Uh-huh.
You're asking? I don't know.
So I go back to my original question. Who are they really protecting here?
Part of me thinks it saves any business owners that can weigh in or who know more about business than we do, tell us. Because part of me thinks it saves businesses money by banning plastic bags.
Because you don't have to buy any more bags.
You don't have to buy them and you don't have to pay the people to help bag stuff. Usually you're not, you know, you don't have people then that are bagging stuff for you.
And then you put up the little kiosk at the end of all of the counters where you can buy your own canvas bag for $5.
Right.
You make more money.
And I think people get used to it.
Yeah, they do.
I think, you know, especially with Aldi now, Sprouts does it. I mean, a lot of places people just bring their own anyway.
The only place where this would conceivably hurt you, and I'm more than willing to give in on this one, is that if you run a grocery store that's on one side of the street, and across the street is also across a city line.
Yeah.
And the guy runs the grocery store across the street from you, he doesn't have the same ban, so he can have plastic bags if he wants to. People who want the convenience of just using the plastic bags, they're going to go to his store instead of yours. But that's a really specific and very small example.
I just got to think people aren't going to make the decision based on that. I just don't think people are going to make the decision about where to grocery shop based on whether you can have plastic bags there or not. I think people like grocery stores they like.
Yeah.
And go, you know, just kind of, I think we all are kind of loyal to a place. And usually it's somewhere that's close to your house or whatever. But I don't think you're going to switch because suddenly you got to bring your own bags.
Because people who go to Aldi where they don't have the plastic bags already, they don't have any bags.
Right.
They're incredibly brand loyal.
Well, but even, so I wonder how this would apply to an Aldi, because Aldi has plastic bags that you can buy. You just have to buy them there.
And somebody on the text line just said it'll cost you money because you'll lose business. Well, if the other guy can't have plastic bags either,
right,
then you're not going to lose business to him. They're going to keep coming to your store. They'll just have to bring their own bags.
Well, so is that, Is that the reason to pass the state law then, so that you don't have competition between the scenario you're just describing?
Between one municipality and another.
Right, so that it's fair between one city and the next.
But how many people are going to drive to the next, you know, to the next town over to do their grocery shopping just for the sake of the convenience of plastic bags? To me, it's a much bigger deal that I don't have to drive 15 minutes.
Yeah. Somebody texted and said, I work at Price Chopper. A lot of customers come because of the convenience of plastic bags. They think bringing bags is difficult. Okay. I just think you get used to it. You just get used to the fact that you...
As long as nobody has them, you know, as long as everybody has to play by the same rules, you have to get used to it.
Right.
But there, yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a backlash or something like this. But I do, because it always seems to revolve around plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of backlash, whether it's plastic straws or the plastic bag ban, it just seems like that doesn't grow up on its own. You know, that's something that's got somebody, but is big plastic out there, you know, going, I'll manipulate public opinion out here. Who makes plastic bags?
Yeah.
And is that the business that we're trying to protect, is to make sure that those guys still make their nut by having Walmart and Aldi, or not Aldi, but, you know, Price Chopper and Hy-Vee and the rest of them have to buy bags from them?
So as cities look at enacting plastic bag bans, what do you think about the fact that the state is stepping in and considering a law that would not let them ban those plastic bags? What do you think about the state getting in the middle of it?
We'll go to the phones and go to Overland Park next, where Sandy's listening in. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, guys. Listen, I wanted to comment on the plastic bags and the single-use concept.
Yeah.
It's all going to be a cost to the grocer, but if you take a look at the single-use items, you've got single-use pop bottles, you've got single-use milk cartons, and all of those, so are they all going to be next on the banning stage?
Probably. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. But you know, as far as what you said about it being a cost to the store regardless, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean by that is you're going to have to buy something to get the groceries out to the car anyway.
No, a lot of these places make people bring their own bags.
No, well, then you have houses with 500 bags in them, and everybody forgets to take them to the grocery store.
Actually, I don't
think
that happens.
Going to solve the problem.
I think people get used to it. I think people just get used to the idea that you have a few canvas bags. Like, I use an IKEA bag because those big IKEA bags are perfect for a place like Aldi. But you have a few of those canvas bags, and you just get in the habit of you bring your groceries and you put the bags back in your car.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big of a deal for people.
It's one of those things that people complain about loudly for a very short period of time, and then they get over it. We did the same thing when we moved from paper bags, the old, you know, brown paper grocery bags, to plastic bags. People are like, oh, they rip the plastic bags. They split open. They're no good. They're terrible. I want my old, you know, paper bags back. And then everybody moved to plastic bags, and we all got over it and got used to it. So,
yeah,
underscoring your point. Off to the next, and we go next. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
What's up?
So I was I spent some time in Sweden back in the late 90s, and back then you had to pay for a bag if you wanted to, you know, a plastic bag to take out of the store. You had to pay a nickel per bag, and I haven't taken a bag out of a store, either a grocery store or a convenience store, in years.
What do you do instead?
I keep a bag in my car.
Okay.
Or at the convenience store, I carry it with my hands, or I put stuff in my pocket if I can. And actually, just the other day, I was at a convenience store, and I had purchased enough stuff that I did need a bag. And I ran out to my car, grabbed one, and brought it back in and put it in my own bag.
Yeah, I see a lot of people, as a matter of fact, in parking lots who have those canvas bags in their cars. So, yeah, apparently you're not alone. I guess you went to Sweden and learned how to do it.
Right. One other thing, all plastic now can be, all plastic containers can all be made out of hemp.
Okay.
From hemp, and that would be biodegradable.
Yep. There's ways to get it done. Thank you, Gregory. Appreciate it. Off to Deanna in Kansas City, Kansas next. Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
Hi.
I am an Aldi. Oh, by the way, I'm the heart patient. Everything went well.
Oh, good. Excellent. Good to know.
Yeah, I stayed calm during the game. I got home 2 hours from the Super Bowl. I'm an Aldi shopper, so I have my own bags, but I also am a Price Chopper, and I take my bags with me to Price Chopper and use my own bags, and they give me 5 cent refund for every bag I use.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, and it's easy. It's not hard. And I have bags that look like the plastic bags, but they're made of nylon. They can hold up to 4 gallons of milk. They're awesome.
See, you know exactly how to get to me because I'm cheap. And if you tell me they're going to give me 15 cents back, I'm there.
Right. Have a great day.
All right, Deanna. Thanks a lot for the call. I didn't know Price Chopper did that. But, you know, again, that's a very cool thing.
Okay, texter. Jamie, you don't shop for a family of four or more.
I do.
When you buy a lot of groceries, you need many bags.
Yeah, okay, four or five.
Okay. Or you're filling a cart. I mean, I've had to fill a cart before.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't understand your point. You don't want to bring that many bags in there with you? That's too many bags, too many cans. Usually the canvas bags fit a lot more groceries than your little plastic bags.
And they collapse down into nothing.
And they don't tear. You know, they don't, things aren't going to fall out and your handles aren't going to tear. I'd say that's a better way to go.
And you know what? That's another thing that has gotten more and more irritating over time because the bags themselves have gotten worse and they do rip more. And you're right. I've never seen a canvas bag split open and spill somebody's milk all over the parking lot.
But what do you think about the state intervening in this? Again, cities are looking at doing this themselves and the state is coming up with a law, maybe. They're going to consider it where they would say, they're going to overrule cities and say, no, you can't do this. What do you think about the state getting in the middle of this? We'll take more of your calls and your texts coming up. We're talking about the story out of the Shawnee Mission Post. Prairie Village is considering banning plastic bags in that community. In response to that, also Lawrence and Wichita are considering similar bans. The state is considering a bill that would preempt cities from having those bans, basically saying they are bad for business. And the state is considering not letting cities make their own decisions about it.
Yeah, and that's what's at the base of the story is, does the state have, or should, not that they have the right, because they do, but should the state get involved at the local level and say, no, municipality A in Kansas, you can't have this ban, even if everybody in town wants it.
Right.
To the phones, and Steve in Olathe is up next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. We can barely hear you, though.
How's that? Is that better?
It is.
Hello?
Yeah,
you're on
the
air.
You know, I think the state the state should definitely get involved in this. I mean, I have no problem with what the last caller said that, you know, if we get the stores need to get involved in this and give a rebate or a refund like they used to do with the glass bottles. This is a real slippery slope. Once Lawrence or decides that we can't have bags or Johnson County, then it's going to be plastic straws. Then it's going to be cups at the quick shop. You know, we got it's a real slippery slope. Once they get a little power, you know, like Bernie Sanders and those kind of folks, you know, they get drunk with power. And then that's how this stuff stops. I'm so glad the state is kind of saying, you know, you guys got to dial this. It's not the state's government. It's not the city government's job to tell me if I can have a plastic straw or a plastic bag.
What if everybody in the city wants it, though?
Well, you know, I doubt it's 100%. Okay.
What if an overwhelming majority of the people in a given city want it? How does the state have the ability to come in and tell them, no, you can't have it?
Well, what if the overwhelming majority of people want to jump over a cliff? You know,
hardly the same thing, Steve. I mean, you're talking about, okay, so they get rid of plastic straws next, and then they get rid of plastic pop bottles. So what?
Listen, I love my Quick Shop cup. I love a big gulp in the morning.
Do you mean Quick Trip?
I love to jolt myself. If Michael Bloomberg or whoever, it doesn't have to be politics, if someone tells me that I can't have a big cup and a plastic straw and a plastic cup in the morning, I recycle my plastic cup and I don't use different ones. But if they get to tell me that kind of stuff, you know, that we're only one step away from the government taking over as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, it's one slippery step from fascism when they tell you can't have a plastic cup. Yeah, that's a good reason not to do it. Oh, yes. Before you know it, the brown shirts will be marching through and coming after your plastic pop bottles. You know what? If they go after my plastic pop bottles, I'll go back to glass. No problem.
I don't hate the idea. Well, of states trying to even the playing field for everybody. What I think is funny, though, is that it's Kansas is a Republican state. Republicans tend to not like regulation.
Yep.
And this is imposing a new regulation on cities. Cities that want to, you know, do some things of their own. This is state government exercising control over local government. I don't love that. I don't love that all the time because cities have different needs, you know, and different, you know,
clearly,
different opinions. And so that's why we have city government. Let cities figure it out for themselves. And if the city next door says, uh-oh, we better pass a plastic bag ban too, let them. You know, let cities work it out.
Yeah, and I mean, if Steve there is worried about big government coming in and overreaching, well, in this case, that's exactly what's happening, and he's advocating it.
Right.
He's advocating big government coming in and telling those little towns what to do. So, yeah, I mean, if they want it, they want it. And you know, it. I don't know. I like I said, I'm still concerned with who's being protected here. How about West Kansas? West, okay, sure, where Emmett is standing by. Hello, Emmett.
Yes, just... you know, to me, the state legislators, they kind of whine about, you know, the feds tell them what to do. But here we got the state now trying to tell locals what to do. I say just leave them alone.
There you go. Yeah, doing the same thing. Just let people figure it out, right?
That's correct.
All right. Emmett, thanks.
Yeah. You let people elect their representatives for a reason. And so let them decide that. And quite frankly, I think it's going to become more popular. Just like the straw thing became more popular and caught on. I think the plastic bag ban is going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, again, it saves businesses money by not having to offer them.
And there always will be a backlash to it. I mean,
right.
because people just hate change.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of people just don't want to admit that that's why they're against it is because, no, leave me alone. I'm fine like I am. Don't change anything ever. But I think there's a lot of that kind of sentiment out there. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if somebody comes along with something better necessarily. It's just don't change what I have already.
Right, right. Again, it's amazing to me how fast the plastic straw thing caught on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a financial decision. I mean, you can say it was about the environment, and it was, but businesses did it because it saved them money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I think, what it comes down. And that's fine. Like, it annoys me that I have to ask for a straw and that I feel like a criminal for it. But fine, if it's saving the environment, and just like with the... getting rid of the little plastic bottles of shampoo and conditioner at hotels.
Yeah.
That's a money decision.
And maybe that's the better way to go with it, because I think there was a hesitancy on the part of businesses to sell it that way. To sell it as, we're just cheap. We don't want to spend the money on it.
Yeah.
So what do? It's about sea turtles.
Right.
And then people said, I don't give a...
right.
I don't give a damn about sea turtles. And so maybe if they had just said, look, we don't want to pay for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You want a plastic straw? Bring your own.
Yeah.
And people would have been like, oh, okay.
And people did.
And
people
yeah.
brought their own.
Yeah. I like metal straws. Yeah, the ones that you, I don't have one now.
I'm not bringing my own straw.
I like the metal straws.
I'm not bringing my own
straw. I really do. They're
awesome.
That's
where I draw the line.
They take a minute to get used to, but
uh-uh.
once you do, that you'll, yeah.
I'm not washing a straw at home and bringing it to the restaurant.
You can put them in the dishwasher.
No, it's not what I'm doing. It's not. That's where yay environment, but that's, I'm not bringing my own straw.
Love
no
my
way.
Metal straw.
All right, let's get one more call in here before we go to news.
I think we can do that. Where Raytown is represented by David here on the phone. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in. I think it's silly for the states to be getting involved in saying the cities can't ban. I'm by no means a recycler, but I always look at opportunities where I can. I don't use a straw when I go to restaurants, you know. I made a New Year's resolution this year to not buy plastic bottles, 20-ounce bottles, and I take a cup with me and fill it up and saving the cost, but that's also thinking about, you know, that's a 20-ounce bottle that's not going to go into landfill or be recycled.
Yeah.
So I think it's silly that the states are saying, you know, that the city – I think it's a city issue, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right there with you.
I do too.
Well put, David. Thank you very much for the call. And if you can have any of those, if you can have a municipal issue,
mm-hmm.
this is one.
And so Texter says it's not change that scares people. It's government control in a land of freedom that does. This is government control.
Yeah, it's government control over a city.
Yeah. This is the state saying, cities, we're not going to let you do what you want. We're going to pass a law that prevents you from doing that. So I think the way to go is to let cities figure it out themselves. And here's the deal. If they pass the plastic bag ban and businesses are severely affected, you lift it. You try it for 6 months, just like a lot of cities did with sugar taxes, taxing soda. There were a couple of cities that passed it for a while and then got rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you lift the ban.
Well, and make no mistake about it. I mean, just in the same way that I brought up the example before of the paper bags were, to the best of my knowledge, never legislated against. It was sold to us as, let's save the trees and stop cutting them all down to make, you know, grocery bags out of.
Right.
But it was the same thing. Plastic bags are cheaper.
Yeah.
By a lot. So that's why they changed, and we kvetched about it and then got used to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.